now 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The program coming to at least my end of it from Washington in the building that is just across the street from the Supreme Court building. It's the United Methodist building here in Washington, a beautiful part of the city. A lot of discussion, a lot of protests, a lot of involvement. Various sides want to be heard this week in the three-day hearings that are set for the Supreme Court starting this afternoon. One of the interesting things to realize, Richie and Jennifer are here, we've been talking about this off and on, it's you only have an hour normally to present issues or arguments for the Supreme Court. And when these things are this important, how is it that they limit it to an hour? In this case, it's 2 hours a day, and it's like it was a big deal. The news media, unprecedented 2 hours. What are you talking about? There's got to be 100 different arguments here, and you wonder how the decisions are made. What's the hurry? Why does it have to be in an hour? It ought to be as long as it takes to get the job done under the circumstances. Here's a gentleman that has been a veteran of these sorts of battles. Vinny, my cousin Vinny. Vinny DeMarco is here from the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative, which is?
Which is an organization working to achieve quality, affordable health care for all Marylanders, and we've made a lot of progress. And thank you for having me on your show, and we're just thrilled about the Affordable Care Act. This law is going to be great for all Americans. It's going to expand health care to 30 million people who don't have it and make health care more affordable for all of us. So we really like it, and we're hopeful the Supreme Court is going to uphold it.
So you say.
We say that we hope that the court's going to uphold it, yes.
The issue is, the news media has done the usual routine of scorched earth. It's all about Obama. It's not about Obamacare. It's really about whether you and I, that's what the issue before the Supreme Court is. The only real issue is whether it's good or bad. That's up to the politicians to continue to harangue about and be influenced, hopefully, by people of conscience on both sides. But this issue this week is whether you and I should have to pay for it if we don't want to. That's really what the issue is, whether you can be forced, and I use that word sort of in quotation marks, to pay for something that you don't want to.
The issue is whether Congress has the authority to make sure that hospital costs and other costs that definitely affect interstate commerce don't go up because people don't purchase health care who can afford to. And that's an issue which is clearly answered yes.
But who decides whether you can afford to or not?
Well, the fact of the matter is that under this law, you really have a choice, and you have to make that choice, because if you now can afford health care and decide not to take it, and you go to the hospital and run up huge bills but can't pay for it, we all pay for that, and that definitely affects commerce. So the Congress of the United States has this authority, just like they have the authority for the Social Security law, the Civil Rights law, and the Medicare and Medicaid.
But there isn't agreement on that. That's why it's going to the Supreme Court.
Well, there was disagreement on those other laws. People went to court, challenged the Social Security law, they challenged the Civil Rights law, and right now, we are going to, in 20 years, we're going to look back on this law like we look back on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid as integral parts of American law. Because let me tell you this, we all benefit from the Affordable Care Act. All of us. Every American now pays for the cost of the uninsured and people don't get health care. And now we're all going to have that hidden health care cost reduced.
But at whose expense?
Well, all of us benefit and all of us have to pay our fair share.
Okay, so who determines what the fair share is? The guy who makes $34,000 a year isn't going to pay the same as the guy who makes $340,000 a year.
No.
Because they have tax. The amount of money taken tax-wise from those people varies.
Right, and
but yet they would have the same coverage.
Upper-income people pay more taxes. That's just our progressive income tax system, which makes sense and which we all support.
The
fact of the matter is this.
Cousin Vinny, you and I can disagree on a few things.
We're allowed to disagree.
We are.
But over the last decades, Americans have come together around the idea that everybody should benefit and everybody should pay their fair share. And we believe that the Affordable Care Act is a continuation of that.
Tell me about Vinny DeMarco and why you're so passionate about this.
Well, I'm passionate about it because I've seen it work.
What's happened? Tell me, I want to know what's happened, though, with you and your experience. What either family or friend or in some sphere of your influence, somebody has had a problem, and that's how people like you get so passionate. You see something and, wow, this is wrong, this is an injustice, I want to help fix it.
Well,
that's where guys like you come from.
Well, I guess so. I have seen people suffer because they don't have health care, family and friends, and I have seen people suffer because of the evils of tobacco addiction. And that's why tobacco taxes and alcohol taxes are good ways that we in Maryland have funded health care expansion. And we encourage other states to do the same thing. But I have seen the problem, and I've seen the solution. One thing Americans don't realize enough is that these laws work.
You've seen part of the solution. Here's the other part. How obscene is it that we as taxpayers help people grow tobacco? We pay subsidies to people to grow this crap that people will smoke, and then they will kill themselves. Make a decision, can't get off of it. We reward these companies for doing this stuff. This is a whole side issue or whatever it is.
Less and less of that.
Right.
There's less and less of that, and there's more and more.
But
President Obama, in addition to the Affordable Care Act, he signed the FDA regulation of tobacco law in 2009, which is also going to reduce smoking. We all benefit from prevention of things like smoking and obesity.
Well, education is a big.
High.
I mean, we have a lot of communities around the country that had health care education, and they've stopped it either because they didn't have the funding or there's some political aspect to it. Richie, what did you start to say?
Well, you can look at a lot of ways that the government, in one way, tries to kill us, and then in another way, tries to save us.
Yeah.
If you look at pink slime and you look at all these different Monsanto and how they're in bed with Monsanto and grow all of these Frankenfoods.
The Farm Bill is an obscenity. The amount of money that Monsanto and Cargill and ADM get for stuff, I mean, instead of growing foods that are healthy, I mean, we can go to the moon with these arguments, the inconsistencies and the craziness, which is what drives people nuts. I understand what you're here for, and I think that it is, whether we agree or disagree, I think that it's nice, it's a refreshing sort of thing to have people become passionate. We have lack of passion in our country today. We need more passion. No matter what your issue, what your feelings, people need to be involved. And that's why it's good that somebody like you is here stirring the pot. Nice to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, take good care. Vinny DeMarco from the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative. Dr. Pam Popper here on Good Day right after these words.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Good thing I don't have any of those problems with the hole in my
head. Yeah, not with your split pants this morning.
15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Pam's going to wonder, huh? What's going on? Pam Popper, Dr. Pam, is here.
Pam, Doug is at a radio conflab this morning.
Big time event.
Yeah, big time event in Washington, D.C., out of the Supreme Court with other talk radio hosts from all around the country with split pants in his rear end.
Oh, my God. When he sat in the cab, he heard a...
I hate when that happens.
I know. It happens when you put 10 pounds on in the wrong place over the winter and you got to get it off.
All right. Hi, Pam.
You need to come spend some time at my place.
Well, thank you for that offer. I think I'll take you up on that. Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. And maybe we ought to spend some time on this from your perspective. The main event here is deciding whether or not people ought to be required to have health insurance. What never gets dealt with properly is how you keep from having to have. I mean, we all need to have insurance. We ought to have it for unforeseen circumstances. But to have people expect that they can abuse themselves through their life and then have the population, if you will, the general populace, take care of you, it seems like an obscenity to me.
Well, it is, and we don't tolerate it in any other area of our lives. In other words, if I choose to go out and drive my car when I'm drunk and have accidents and get speeding tickets, you know, first of all, my insurance rates will go up, and then eventually I'm just not going to be able to drive anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't expect all people driving cars to pay for my irresponsibility. The same thing is true with my home. I'm expected to maintain my home, and if I let it fall into complete disrepair and sink into the ground, I can't get insurance to cover the house until I bring it up to code. So I think that we have an unrealistic expectation of insurance, and I think part of what makes this current debate it just is like nails on the chalkboard to me is not only are we expected to cover everybody's irresponsible actions, but we're also expected to pay for a lot of useless stuff. I mean, our insurance went up this year, even though nobody in my office uses it, because we have to pay now for free mammograms and all kinds of other things that nobody in my place is ever going to do, because we know that they don't really help and are useless and harmful and all that sort of thing. So we just keep mandating more and more useless care, in addition to mandating that we pay for everybody's actions, however irresponsible they might be.
Pam, I read a factoid the other day about we produce more food than this country could ever eat, and a lot of it goes to waste. And you just saying that makes me think, how many services do we have in the health industry that we really don't need? It's just a way for somebody to make money, and therefore they go lobby the insurance forms, and boom, there's another $22 a year in all of our insurance because somebody was able to sell something to the insurance companies.
Oh, and so much of it's emotional. You know, this whole business of mammography, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force didn't go far enough when they said we shouldn't start mammograms until the age of 50 and every other year after that up to age 74. But still, the thought that that we might not provide unlimited numbers of mammograms to anybody anytime, even though they've been proven to be useless.
Yeah, they're pretty useless.
What do you think is better than a mammogram, though?
MRI.
It's taking care of yourself. There is no such thing as early detection. You know, the problem with mammography and what I started to say was this became such an emotional issue. Oh, my gosh, this is the beginning of rationing health care in America. That's not what it was about at all. It was about looking at what do we spend, what do we get. But the point is that what happens with mammography is we detect a lot of early stage, I don't even know if you'd call them cancer. We call them pseudo-cancers that you don't want to know about. And yet we haven't touched metastatic breast cancer in terms of saving lives of women who have that in all the 50 years we've been working on it. So we're making zero progress in the cancers that kill people. We're treating a lot of people with treatments that are over-treatment for the situation that they're in. So the bottom line is we just need to start assessing not just who's going to pay. That's what this whole healthcare debate that's going on right now is all about.
Yeah,
who's going to pay?
Right.
We've got to start assessing, should we even be doing it?
Yeah, and that won't come about as a there's so many emotions in this thing. The facts get lost in all of the passion for the wrong information. And, you know, that's really what makes this...
It makes you want to scream.
Yeah, it's kind of a negative event, if you will. All right. It's always a pleasure to have you here, my dear. Dr. Pam Popper, who is at the wellnessforum.com website and runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Always some good comments about health and well-being care. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, You too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
People wearing short skirts here in Washington, Richie.
Because it's all warm and springy.
No, it's great here. This is a very nice time of year to be in the nation's capital.
Two things happen in Washington in the spring.
Yeah.
The clothes change, and a lot of very nice looking ladies walking around.
Right.
And the tourists come with their high socks and their funky shirts.
Tons of tourist buses. Even last night when I was going down the wrong streets, and the Secret Service were chasing me around. There were buses. I said, "Well, why are those buses here?" I said that to the policeman. If you didn't hear me tell the story earlier, you can get it on hour two. I won't go through the whole thing if you're looking for a playback. Hour two at DougStefan.com, the side of the homepage where you can listen. The essence of it was I'm driving a truck with a lot of belongings in it, and I'm towing a car, and I went down a wrong street right next to the White House. I didn't even know I was that close. I mean, I know my way around Washington pretty well.
Yeah.
And when I came off of 66 to go around looking for K Street, I ended up on E Street.
You went left instead of right.
I did. Yeah. And I actually should have just stayed straight and gone on Constitution Avenue.
That's exactly right, yes.
But I didn't. I dumped out and went around. So I'm before you know it, I'm on top of the White House, but I didn't see the White House. The policeman says, no, he wasn't even a police. It was a Secret Service agent, says to me, do you know why I stopped you? I said, I haven't got the slightest idea. He said, because you're here and the White House is there and you're not supposed to be here.
Did you say, do you mind holding this white powder for me for a minute, officer?
Yeah, right. Speaking of that, PETA has denied responsibility for the flower bomb that blew up on Kim Kardashian. The red carpet was for, what was going on? Why was
she was on the red carpet, just doing her thing, doing her Kim Kardashian thing, and then all of a sudden someone took this big flower bomb and just chucked it at her.
Right.
And the
attacker shouted out, "Fur hag!"
So, yeah, because Kim has been known to wear fur for fashion.
Right.
And
Fur for fashion.
And so people thought that maybe this was a PETA thing.
Right.
But it turns out that it wasn't. The woman was just kind of acting on her own. And then Kim said she wasn't going to press charges. But now she's decided that she is going to press charges to send a message to people that everyone has the right to their own opinion.
Good.
And should not resort to violence.
Good.
Well, apparently this is more of the bully. There are a lot of people, you know, this is a big thing. And this ought to be a theme for us that I'm not going to get into now, this whole business about bullying and how many people are paying attention to it. And this is there are some people who think bullying ought to be a crime in and of itself. And if that's the case, if this person throws flowers, it would be like, what's his face, dumping on Ryan Seacrest in the red carpet line for the Academy Awards.
Right.
He could be charged under that. Anyway, it's really interesting to see these sorts of things going on. The the beginning of the buzz on Hunger Games started a couple of weeks ago as people were previewing this, the critics, and it has it's like almost bulletproof, as Chuck Curry says, 155 million over the weekend. Jennifer saw it. My daughter saw it. I have no desire to see it. Richie, you have any desire to see it?
Zero. Yeah. None.
After hearing what the story is and the effect it had on the audience for both Jennifer and my daughter, I am disgusted.
I think it's a real generational thing.
What, but
not
what,
to interrupt
that's
you,
okay.
But
so if that's the case, then what generation thinks it's
a good
idea
thing
for kids to kill other kids
because
and cheer about it in a movie?
I have to tell you my little Hunger Games experience, because, you know, I don't pay much attention because it's not on my radar. It was a teenager's book. I'm not a school teacher. I talked to my mom about it, who is a teacher. She said she didn't really have a desire to read it. But this girl in my office, who's 25, I believe, was telling me how great these books are, that they're just right under Harry Potter as in terms
of
how great they are.
Yeah, kids say
and
that.
And so she brought me the book on Friday, and I thought, all right, I'm going to read the book. Well, it turns out that this weekend my 12-year-old cousin was in town from Sacramento, and so she wanted to see me, and we ended up seeing The Hunger Games together. And so I didn't start the book, saw the movie first, and I knew the premise of the book, but I didn't realize how graphic it was. Kids killing kids.
Yeah. Disgusting.
They're excited by it, yeah.
Really disgusting. What does it say about what our nation is about? Oy. 28 past the hour and good day.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Oh, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
This year, Starbucks launched a new coffee category, Starbucks Blonde Roast, to extend their roast spectrum, which also includes medium and dark roast coffees. And with a new packaging and organization system, customers can easily shop for their favorite Starbucks coffee by taste and intensity at grocery and Starbucks retail stores. Anthony Carroll, Manager, Green Coffee Quality, Starbucks.
We recently introduced Starbucks Blonde Roast to meet the needs of 54 million coffee drinkers in the U.S. who prefer a lighter body coffee with a milder taste. Starbucks Blonde Roast is also available as a brewed coffee option in Starbucks retail stores.
To help coffee drinkers find their favorite coffee, Starbucks launched the Find the Roast You Love Most sweepstakes. Through April 30th, enter to win a trip for four to Seattle, Starbucks' hometown, which includes a tasting and tour with a Starbucks coffee master. 1,000 Starbucks tasting kits will also be awarded. To enter, visit starbucks.com/sweets.
Coming up to half past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program focused on the debate here in Washington over you paying for
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program from our nation's capital and the site of all the action today, tomorrow, and the next day. We are at the United Methodist Building, which is directly across the street from the Supreme Court building. A lot of protesting going on. People want to be heard. A lot of discussion about the appropriateness of health care. That really isn't the issue this week, although a lot of people want to talk about it, and that's fine. There is more interest in trying to understand what the real issue is and how it's being presented before the Supreme Court. It plays out in lots of different ways. But we are spending time talking about the issue and about the so-called Obamacare, where it is, where it goes, how it affects people. We're going to talk in a moment to Dr. Vivek Murthy, who is involved in this group, Doctors for America. He's an instructor at Harvard Medical School, internal medicine hospitologist. That ought to be. And I want to know about hospitology in a moment. Just here around the corner on Good Day. Stand by.
All right, sir. Your new tires are all installed.
And how much do I owe you?
Let's see. 4 all-weather radials plus balance, alignment, and labor brings your total to $0.
Did you say zero?
Yep, it's free.
Thank you. From the bottom of my wallet.
Free is better. Do your simple federal return for free at TurboTax.com. It's free to prepare, print, and e-file. No wonder TurboTax is the most trusted brand of tax software in America. Visit TurboTax.com today. Not appropriate for all returns. Trusted brand claim based on Intuit Commission Survey, September 2011.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free day trial.
All right, now 37 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Richie and Jennifer with Dr. Vivek Murthy. Am I pronouncing it? It's Vivek?
Vivek.
Vivek, okay. You have founded Doctors for America. What's that group?
So Doctors for America is a grassroots organization of 15,000 physicians in all 50 states. And we came together a few years ago because we saw a healthcare system that wasn't working for patients and it wasn't working for doctors. And we wanted to make sure that physicians around the country came together to bring their voices and their experiences to creating healthcare solutions that ultimately could give us a system that would work for everyone.
Uh-huh. So, Richie, if we could find, well, you give Ken Kronhaus a call, see if you can find him, because I think he might be interesting to put with Dr. Murthy for a few minutes if we can find him. Dr. Kronhaus is a medical expert on this program. I have three or four different people that I call on with regularity.
Great.
Who thinks this particular proposal or its enactment is anathema for the private practitioner. He has a cardiology clinic in Florida, and there's nothing about this new proposal that really works for him, including the reimbursements, I mean, all the stuff. It looks like on the surface to him and others who think like he does that this is an attack on private care, more aimed at having public healthcare, and I wonder how you. I mean, you work at Brigham and Williams in Brigham and Women's in Boston,
yeah.
And you've been associated with the Harvard system. Mm-hmm. So, how does that argument? If I don't get him here in person to make it, how do you square off against that? Because you're working in a system. You're not a private practitioner. You're working in a large medical facility. So, how do the two things either square or not square?
Yes, it's a good question. And while I am working at a large hospital, you know, my father and my sister are both small town family practitioners. Not small town, but small size. Like they practice together, and they're.
Where are they?
They're in Miami, Florida. You know, and they have just a dual practice together. So they're very much out there in the community, and I actually work a lot on their practice to help them figure out how to make it work with health reform. So the way I look at this is that, health reform, the way we see it, is ultimately something that can help patients, but it can also help doctors, whether they're in private practice or not. The problem that we have right now as physicians in the current system is that we are working and operating in a system that's really fragmented and broken. And
very
also
broken. Unbelievably broken.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that.
And it's a system that doesn't reward physicians for what they actually want to do, which is spend time with patients and provide good quality care. If you're a private practice doc or if you're a doctor in a large hospital, if you're employed by the government, if you're on your own, either way, you are not at this point getting rewarded for providing good care.
Ken would tell you if he was here. Richie, can you find him? If you can, just let me know. Ken would tell you that he spends three times the amount. I know because I go to him. Mm-hmm. I know what he does. I watch what he does. Mm-hmm. The average visit with a doctor is 10, 12, 14 minutes.
Yeah.
He spends 40, 45 minutes with patients and answers all their questions and as a result, he's backed up all the time, but he does spend the time. But most people today would tell you if they went into the doctor, they have questions, they're sometimes afraid to ask it because it just seems like they're just being pushed through the six offices in this practice. This guy's got six rooms, and he just goes from one to the other, the other, the other, and he briefly glances at some paperwork and asks a few questions and grunts and says, this is what you should do, and writes a prescription, on to the next deal. And that's not healthcare. It's stupid. It's just it's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody treats me like that, I say, hey, wait a minute, pal. I want some answers to my questions. Most people won't sit up and do that. So how does what you're doing bring us around to first of all, having people that are your patients understand that they ought to be that active in their own consult? And how do you get these doctors who are getting less reimbursement from government programs, so therefore they're pushing things faster through, how do we get this together so that it functions?
Well, and this specific problem you brought up of doctors and patients not having enough time together, this has been getting worse and worse, over the years. And and nobody really benefits in this kind of system. But that's actually why we need health reform. And that's why in the current reform law that we have, if we get a chance to implement it and if we get to see it through and make further improvements, I think we can actually move away from this system and move to a system where doctors can actually spend a half hour with the patient if they need it, an hour with the patient if they need it, or 15 minutes to the patient if that's what's needed, but where they can really focus on giving the patient what they need. The interesting thing about this whole process of moving to a sort of quality-based system as opposed to a purely quantity-based system which treats people like they're in a factory is that this is not necessarily being driven by the government alone, but the private sector is actually driving this too. I was just talking to a physician earlier in the week who practices in Virginia. He's a primary care private practice doc out there, and one of the private insurance companies, Care First, is working with him to implement a program where they actually are going to increasingly start paying him for taking care, of patients overall as opposed to for each individual visit.
How do they justify that in the system? How can they do that? How does the system allow you to do that?
So this is how they justify it, because what they've realized, which is what other insurance companies are realizing too, is that if they spend money actually rewarding you for spending upfront time with patients and helping keep them healthy, helping them figure out a care plan and stick to that care plan, they can actually start to reduce things like ER visits, reduce things like other urgent care visits. And that's really where savings comes from.
Well, savings comes from preventing people from getting sick in the first place.
Right.
And the obscenity of a lot of this, which has not completely been understood, and I even have been critical because I didn't see enough in the original workings of the bill to satisfy me when it comes to prevention. I'm very big on prevention, education, and covering. My three things with this are prevention, education, and covering people who have existing conditions. I think that the pre-existing condition thing, the way it was handled or has been handled, is atrocious, obscene, that people through no fault of their own. Now, the back side of that is that a lot of people are their own worst enemy because they don't eat well, they aren't following a healthy lifestyle, they smoke, they drink, they don't exercise, and that's all part of the problem. Why the hell should we all be paying for this under the circumstances when people make choices that are stupid? I mean, I think that's a legitimate part. You see these people every day who come into your hospital, into your ward, to expect to get treated and have the cost sort of spread out over a lot of people who had nothing to do with you making a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do we address that?
Well, so you're absolutely right that we need to be doing a lot more about prevention than we are. But that, if you are a man who likes prevention, if you're a woman who likes prevention, if you're a patient out there who realizes that it's important, then there is more in this health reform law for prevention than in any other major piece of legislation that we've ever seen. The law set up the largest investment in prevention and public health that we've ever had, a $15 billion fund over 10 years. And what it's already begun doing is actually creating our first national prevention strategy.
Everybody ought to be able to get an annual health checkup and not be worried about being having to pay for, or worried about if you're going to make the system consistent. See, there are a lot of different problems with it. I think people got to take personal responsibility, but they got to know that they need to know what's going on in their bodies from when they're 24, 25 years of age and for the rest of their life. Every year they need to go get the blood work done, have things checked out. And we, because the money has been taken out by the feds and the local people for health education services, I mean, it's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot here. One hand doesn't speak to the other hand. And that's part of what the average person, when they understand these things, say, what the heck are we doing subsidizing still tobacco growers? Mm-hmm. What are we, nuts?
So, yeah, and so the subsidies that we give out to people like tobacco growers, that's a whole separate issue, which is an important issue.
But it still is government, and that's what people see this as.
Sure.
Why are we paying money over here to help people get themselves out of a problem that was caused by the government helping somebody to create the problem in the first place? I mean, that's a real obscenity. I've used that word a lot today, more than I have for a long time. It's obscene, the kinds of crazy things that are going on in the name of keeping things going. Let that stuff pay for, if you want to buy tobacco products, why should they be subsidized? Anyway, I'm off on a toot. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you on that point, but I will also say that prevention, I think we agree on this, prevention is critical. It's really important. We got to move there in order to keep people healthy and in order to build a more financially sustainable system. But that's actually what this law does. It actually makes it easier to get preventive services. Like you, just what you said, you want people to be able to get that well person visit every year so that they're not, you know, coming in with high blood pressure and a stroke, you know, right. 5 years later because it was undiagnosed.
Or they don't understand that eating fatty foods creates cancer.
Exactly.
Which is what you spend most of your time treating.
Absolutely. Kind of, and so this law actually makes those kind of preventive services a lot more accessible.
But who pays for it?
Than they ever were. Well, this is what's interesting is that...
Even though that's not your department, but I'm asking the question because that's the question people are asking.
Well, this is a calculus, I think, that you have to make, is that I think it actually pays for itself, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. If I can get to a patient earlier when they first have high blood pressure and treat that, mm-hmm. if I can keep them out of the hospital, if I can prevent them from having a stroke and having to undergo expensive rehabilitation, there's a tremendous amount of cost savings there that we're incurring. And that's what private industry is seeing as well. That's what insurance companies are seeing. And that's why they're participating in more of these programs.
Why do you think there's so much discussion about this? And from your point of view, a lot of misunderstanding. Why do you think that is?
Well, what's interesting about the misunderstanding out there is it's not just among patients, but there are a lot of doctors who also don't understand the law. And that's it's because it's a very complex law.
Doctors, like this fellow I was talking about, who has his own clinic, has his reimbursements cut. What's he to understand? He was getting X before to treat these people. Now he's getting Y, and he's having a hard enough time because clinics like this have a lot of expensive equipment. We ought to be able to choose rather than, like, okay, in the future, if we keep going down this path, the government's going to own all this stuff, and everything's going to work for the government. He doesn't want to. And
right.
There are people who don't want to go to the government to get health care. They want to be able to choose a private practitioner in a free society. Why shouldn't we be able to do that instead of having the government influence it to such a point that these guys go out of existence?
Right. So there are a couple of myths out there that I think are worth correcting. One is that this law restricts choice and that it pushes people to see only specific doctors. That's actually not true. The changes in payment that you see going on, you know, with certain physician services being lowered, their reimbursement, others increased.
Yeah.
That's happening on the private side, too, from private insurance.
It doesn't mean it's right on either side.
But to say that it's purely a government problem is not the issue. In fact, if you look at primary care doctors, they're actually seeing their reimbursements go up. And that's because for a long time in our medical system, we have not rewarded primary care doctors the way they should be. We've not rewarded them to focus on prevention.
You know what we should do is have the system that they have in Japan. If you don't get well, you don't pay. Maybe that's the system we need. Dr. Murthy, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Dr. Vivek Murthy, who is with Doctors for America, explaining his points of view on the president's... You were on the advisory group that helped put some of this together, too, right?
Yes, yeah. Specifically the Prevention Council.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad, because that we need. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you,
Thank you for being here. Yep. Now, we're talking about this. Maybe we ought to put the rubber on the road here. There are a lot of people who are interested in losing weight. And I look at an ad that I saw yesterday in one of the newspapers I was reading about this new belt. We have, Jennifer, what's it called? We see these ads for 1-800-LOSE-WEIGHT or whatever it is, an operation.
Oh, the lap band.
The lap band. And that's in California more than any place else.
1-800-GET-THIN or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Here's one, 1-800-FLEX-BELT. I mean, these things are all over the place. Everybody's trying to lose weight.
1-800-FAT, never mind.
Yeah. Here's the number for you to call if you really want to lose weight and not have to go for your brains paying for it, and something that will work and stay with you, 800-525-2710. That's the number to order a product called TH121. It is the finest antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula that exists on the market today. This thing is like wildfire. People love this. And one of the things that happens is that your body, with this stuff in it, works all day, all night. You don't know it, but every cell in your body turns into a fat-burning factory and a sugar-burning factory. That's why this stuff is successful. Call this number now, 800-525-2710, and get a free 30-day supply of TH121 when you buy a regular, a 30-day supply. So you get one free bottle, let him explain it, and you pay for a bottle. That's how it works. 800-525-2710.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Where's Craig there when we need him? Now, this is not a visit with Tom Kreidler, but it is a hint, because we're going to get right into the number one movie this week in 1986. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's going to tell us what the number one movie was this past weekend. I don't think there's any lot of speculation or heavy lifting involved when it comes to this. Jennifer and I want to talk with Chucker about Hunger Games. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we have three clips, audio clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 1986. You come up with the name of the movie, and you'll get the swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet, 800-510-8255. We like to limit the awards to people who have not won before, so please be considerate of others. Let them call 800-510-TALK so they can get in and take advantage of the opportunity to win if, in fact, they know what the name of the movie is. So let's get right to it. Here's the first clip from this movie.
Life is good.
800-510-8255. All right. That's the first. Now, don't put that number on, because then they'll call that instead of our number. 800-510-8255.
Wouldn't it be great if Tom gets hundreds of calls going,
right, exactly.
I think the movie is
maybe
this.
The movie is. All right, that's the first clip. Next audio clip, Richie.
I can handle this. This would be a piece of cake.
Uh-huh. All right. And the last clip.
This is classic.
All right. We got it. All right, so Chucker, would you agree with me this may have been Tom Hanks' prelude to stardom, this movie?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure. I know it's a Tom Hanks film. I'm not quite sure which one it is, though.
Really? Well, we gave you the answer in the theme as we came in here. That's the answer.
Okay.
See how clever people are.
I guess I wasn't paying full attention.
800-510-8255. It's one of those guineas.
Boy, I wish I had a hint.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, Chucker's got his... this review of Hunger Games, along with Jennifer, and what I'm going to paraphrase what my daughter said in a moment here. Stand by and good day.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Okay, so let's get to, why don't you give us a quick rundown of the box office totals, and then let's spend some time talking about Hunger Games, Shucker.
Well, there's only really one story, Doug, and that is Hunger Games. $150 million opening, the third biggest opening ever, opened on over 4,100 screens, which is a high amount, and 29 million books of the Hunger Games were sold in the U.S. So it's not surprising that the film opened big, but this is a really big opening. There'll be two more movies in this franchise. The second one has not been shot yet. It'll probably be shot sometime by the end of the year. Biggest winning here, well, it's twofold. The actress Jennifer Lawrence is going to become a major property in the business, and Lionsgate Films, which bought Summit Films, which owns the Twilight franchise a few months ago, their stock went from $6 to $15 a share. Wow. In the last year. So it's really good news for the movie business and Lionsgate.
Why is it good news? It's an appalling, atrocious, horrible story about values that are corrupt, horrendous. My daughter was in a theater on Saturday in Los Angeles, and she was disgusted to the point where she turned around and talked to some of the kids, younger teenagers, who were cheering when these kids in the movie killed another child. And so how do you... Jennifer went to the movie, saw it. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but I know she was disgusted.
I thought the acting was really good. I thought Jennifer Lawrence was really good. But I was just disgusted that these kids are so obsessed with this movie. I mean, this was a movie that left me feeling like I was just empty inside. I was like, it was like intense.
Dirty.
And awful. Yeah. And just everything bad about humanity all in like a two-hour package. But every kid seems so amped up about it. It's bizarre. Very bizarre.
I like the first half a lot. I thought the second half was sort of a pedestrian. But I think the violence, I agree, it is disturbing. But yeah, it's an undercurrent. I don't think it's overly emphasized.
It's bad.